Shalom. Today, the 12th day of the month of Elul of the year 5777, corresponding to the 3rd of September of the year 2017. We continue now our studies in Rabbi Nachman's Likutei HaMoharan in Torah Tedvov, the 15th lesson of Chelek Aleph, the first part of the traditional Hebrew printing of Likutei Moharan. And we had learned in the previous section, the opening sections of this teaching, that in order to taste the taste of the hidden life, the hidden light, it is necessary to elevate the faculty of awe and fear to its source. And how is this to be done? It's be done by mishpat, by judgment. And it is this concept of how a person uses judgment on himself or herself in hidbodedut that Rabbi Nachman now addresses in one of the classic passages of Likutei Moharan, setting forth what hidbodedut is all about and how it is actually effective. This is the arousal from below when a person is willing to sit down in judgment on themselves and to apply the law of the Torah to all that they find in their self-examination in order to improve and elevate and correct themselves. And he introduces by what will happen if they don't do that. If a person will not judge and examine himself, then they judge and examine that person above, that is to say, in the heavenly court, which will then exert its influence into our world. And in support of this, Rabbi Nachman brings a tradition of our sages that is brought in the Midrash on Book of Deuteronomy, Devarim Rabbah. Im ein din lamato yesh din lamalo. You must know an ancient tradition: if there is no din, no process of law and order and judgment down here below in our world, know that there is a law and a judgment and a decree in heaven. You cannot escape it. Either we do it ourselves or it would be applied to us. Now when they, that is to say the heavenly forces, judge the person with the judgment and the decree from above, then the decree and the law will be clothed in all things. All and everything will become shluchim, messengers, envoys, and emissaries, lamokoim, to God, who is called the place of the universe. La sois bezehu ish mishpot kosuv, to execute on this person the judgment and the decree that has been written and decreed in the heavenly court. Kemosha amru chachomenu, as our sages have said. Rabbi Nachman here is bringing support for his statement about how the judgment can be clothed in anything in the world, support from the Talmud, Nedarim, Daf Mem Aleph, where the sages comment on the verse in Psalm 119, verse 92, that says, Lemishpotecho omdu hayoim, for the sake of your judgments have they stood this day. Ki hakol avodecho, for all are your servants. And now the Talmud explains, mishpotecho omdu, that is to say, who are those who are standing ready for God's judgments? Those are those who are ready to stand there to execute them. Azai, the continuation of the verse in Psalms, hakol avodecho, all are your servants. That is to say, the comment of our sages on this verse, all are your servants, is they can all execute the judgment against this person. So Rabbi Nachman is not just saying, he is supporting his words through the saying of our sages in the Talmud. Aval kashe shofet es atzmoi, but when the person will judge him or herself. And when there is a process of judgment down below where we initiate and execute the judgment on ourselves in our efforts at self-correction, we may infer from the above statement that there is no need for a judgment from above. And then there is no need for the yir'ah, for the fear and dread that the executors of God's judgment are sent to instill. There's no need for this fear to get clothed in anything to arouse that person. He or she of their own volition are already making the arousal, and there's no need to send them an arousal in the form of some external phobia with which they are confronted. And this new teaching of the efficacy of one's own self-judgment comes out from another comment by the sages in the Talmud Soto, Daf Hei Amud Beis. For some derech, now they are quoting from Psalm 50, for some derech, the one who places his path, Al Enu B'Yesha Elokim, I will show him the salvation of God. Here is how our sages interpret this verse in Psalms. For some derech, the one som, he puts his path, Misha som Ulchisov, the one who puts and sets forth his paths before him to examine them. He judges his paths. Kemoshe Kasuv, as it is written in Exodus chapter 21, the beginning of the portion of Mishpatim, Ve'ele ha-Mishpatim asher tosim lifnehem, these are the judgments that you shall put before them. Again, the same word as in Psalm 50, Som Orchisov, Tosim, you place the judgments. Alideize Arenu B'Yesha Elokim, through this Som Orchisov, the one who assesses his pathways through judgments by comparing what he or she does to the laws of God. Alideize, through that process, Arenu B'Yesha Elokim, I will show him the salvation of God. Even in the place of Elokim, severe judgment, there will be Yesha, there will be salvation to the person that judges him or herself. Yesha Elokim, Elokim, that is Ze Bechinas Yir'o. Rabbi Nachman explains the overtones of the name of God used in this a verse. It has the overtone of Yiro, the fear that either we have in ourselves, or if we run away from it, God will put us before us. Kemoshe Kosov, it's written in Koheles, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, Eso Elokim Yiro, be in fear of Elokim, in fear of God's arm of judgment. So when the person is assessing their own behavior, and then God will show them salvation from the hand of judgment of Elohim. That is to say, Rabbi Nachman now draws out the inference from the teaching of the sages on the verse from Psalm 50, Hainu bechinas yiro oilo mihaklipo umehomois alidei mishpot. That is to say that the aspect of yiro, the faculty of innate fear in our hearts, rises up out of the klipa. That is to say, we are no longer in terror of the outside husk. We are not afraid of the nations, not afraid of God's external messengers. How? Alidei mishpat, through judgment. Initially, the fear was clothed in the husk. We were in fear of it because of this outer husk that God put around it to precisely instill that fear in us if we will not arouse ourselves to fear of God ourselves. This explains why when a person is afraid of afraid for himself because of something, misar, be it some government official, Miganovim, from thieves, Usha'or Pachorim, other things that people afraid of. This is explained that the innate faculty of fear that runs through the creation, because the creation has been created through God's attribute of gevurah, of din, of judgment, together with his kindness, this aspect of fear in the creation is now clothed in this earthly, terrestrial officer, or fear of the thief or some other thing. For if the yirah, the attribute of fear, were not clothed in that external thing, there would be no power in that thing to cause the person to be afraid, because the person would actually be afraid only of God and would know that no outer force can harm them without the authority of God. And so we see that here Rabbi Nachman has really encapsulated the whole path of Hidbaradut, which is his most important and basic teaching to us, the path of self-examination according to the yardstick of the Torah, examining our behavior, our attributes, our habits, and our words, our thoughts, our feelings, all according to the yardstick of the Torah. Through this, we can free ourselves from fear of any earthly material force and be only in awe of God. And this is step one to the hidden light.